个我今天预备提到回到创世纪。
Today I prepare to go back to the book of Genesis.
提到一些生命树跟分别善恶树的一些原则。
And to talk about the principle behind the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
其实这个事情在半年一年前就已经放在我的心里面。
This thing has been in my heart maybe half a year or a year ago.
那也许在这个2016年的年初的时候，我们再回到一些原初的光景，我们来思想。
At the beginning of 2016, we go back to the beginning and ponder about those things.
我们读些圣经。
Let's read a few passages.
加拉太书三章十五节。
Galatians 3:15.
我今天主要不是讲这个，但是会等下会用到。
This is not the main thing that I'm talking about, but we will use this.
加拉太书三章十五节。
Galatians 3:15.
弟兄们，我且照着人的常话说，虽然是人的文约，若已经立定了，就没有能废弃或加增的。
Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man can disannul or add to it.
所以这是当我读的时候，有最后那个字特别明显，或是加增的。
The thing that is emphasized here is or added to it.
就是人立约，或者说这边讲到神立约的话呢，这个约是不能废弃。
When God made a covenant, this covenant can never be done away.
他这边又加了一句说，也不能加东西。
And then nothing can be added to it.
他主要目的是说，加拉太的弟兄姊妹呢，在神的约之外呢，加了一些要行律法的事。
Because the brothers and sisters in Galatians want to add something in to the covenant.
好，那我们再翻到创世纪第二章。
Let's turn to Genesis 2.
创世纪第二章第八跟第九节。
Verses 8 and 9.
二章八跟九，耶和华神在东方的在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。
And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food.The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
十六节。
Verse 16.
十六十七。
16 and 17.
耶和华神吩咐他说：“园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。”
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou may freely eat, but of the tree of theknowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eat thereof, thou shalt surely die.
第三章。
And then chapter 3.
有点长哈，就是一到，就读中文。第三章的一到七节。
Chapter 3, 1 to 7, we'll just read in Chinese.
耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说：“神岂是真说，不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？”女人对蛇说：“园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死。”蛇对女人说：“你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神，能知道善恶。”于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫吃，她丈夫也吃了，他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。好，我想这一段就是大部分弟兄姊妹很熟的，就是人的始祖呢犯罪的一个事情。
I'm sure all of us are familiar that this is a passage about how our ancestors fall into sin.
或是把人整个人这个族类呢 带到这个罪中。
And the whole human race was put into sin.
我们有点开头祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们一同感谢你，再给我们一个机会，一同在你面前听你的话语。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you give us another opportunity to listen to your word.
主啊，但愿在这个年初的时候，我们再次回到你这位众善的源头。
That at the beginning of the year, we come back to you, the beginning of all goodness.
主啊，让我们心中单纯的来仰望你。
That we will come simply and to look to you.
好叫我们这一年能够活得讨你的喜悦。
That this year we will live to please you.
把今天时间恭敬地交在你手中。
And we really commit this time into your hands.
主啊，求主把我们每一个人的心都带到你的面前。
So we bring all our hearts to you, Lord.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好。那个在特别是在旧约的时代。
Especially in the Old Testament time.
然后神常用一些的事情或是历史。
God uses things or history.
它好像一个图画一样呢，它来表明神他的一些属灵的原则。
And use a picture to express spiritual principles.
所以也许我们读新约的时候，我们很多时候很清楚 ，OK， 这是神这个方面他的心意，他的原则。
In the New Testament, maybe it's very clear. This is his principle.
然后在这些原则当中，好像我们经历了一些事情，好像就产生了一些图画在心里。
And then when we experience something, then there's a picture in our heart.
旧约有一点像反过来。
In the Old Testament, it's the other way around.
他把那个图画呢摆在我们人的面前。
The picture is placed before us.
要把神做事的法则、他的目的、他的旨意呢，要借着图画表明出来。
And through this picture, he shows us his way, his purpose, and his will.
所以当我们看到这个我们始祖的这个历史的时候。
So when we see the history of our ancestors,
神把那个生命树、那个分别善恶树那两棵树，好像图画一样摆在我们的面前。
He put those two trees, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That picture is placed before us.
我们就知道说，神原初的心意呢，是要人接受神的生命，吃生命树的果子。
Then we realize the original will of the Lord is for us to take the tree of life to.Receive his life.
所以我们今天就有这个图画，知道说，好，我这个原则呢，我要抓住，因为神看重的是生命。
So we have this picture. We know the principle that God wants us to have that life.
当然新约里面也有图画。
Of course, in the New Testament, there's also a picture.
因为主耶稣给我们一个图画，就是他是葡萄树，我们是他树上的枝子。
Jesus gives us a picture that he is the vine and we're the branches.
也是一棵树。
It's also a tree.
但它好像更进一步，我们是跟它在树上是连在一起的一个枝子。
But it's a progression because we're united with him.
对，神与人联合，并且人能够在树上结果子。
Man is united to God and then we can bear fruit.
那个一般我们看到生命树跟分别善恶树。
When we see the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil,
我们知道说这个是人犯罪的一个缘由。
We know that that's the reason why people fall into sin.
但是呢，其实这里面呢也表明了许多属灵的意义。
But it has a lot of spiritual principle in it.
那不仅那个人犯罪呢，造成了那个整个族类陷在那个罪的里面。
Man sinned and brought the whole human race into sin.
然后我们就想说，这个实在是有一个非常深远的影响，对不对？
And there's a great consequence from this.
但是我们当我们慢慢越多认识圣经，
But when we slowly understand the Bible,
或是越多认识神的属灵的事情，
or know spiritual things of God,
我们发现这件事情呢，除了犯罪之外，还有许多很深远的影响。
We realize just not only sinning, but there's a lot of deeper consequences.
比如说我自己整理了，比如说十个。
I have organized it into 10 different things.
它这个如果呢没有生命树，只注重分别善恶树。
If we only focus on the 没有生命树，
我不经过就是在这个堕落的事情上。
In the thing of the about the fall.
因为他们跳过了生命树。
Because they pass over the tree of life.
啊，只取用了那个知识善恶树。
And they only take from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
对，不仅带进罪。
Not only does it bring in sin,
也带进许多其他深远的影响。
It also bring in deeper consequences.
啊，比如说，一个是生命，一个是知识的对立。
For example, it's life versus just knowledge.
一个是上好的，一个是次好的一个对立。
Or best versus second best.
一个是倚靠神，一个是独立。
Or depending on dependence on God and then independence.
然后一个是谦卑，一个是骄傲。
Humility versus pride.
一个是顺服，一个是悖逆。
Obedience versus rebellion.
一个是产生活的，一个是造成死亡。
One is living, the other one is death.
一个是产生里面的路，一个是变成一个外面的路。
One is going the inward way versus going the outward way.
一个是带进神的启示，一个是带进人的传统。
One brings in revelation, the other one brings in tradition.
一个是把人带进属灵的生命，一个是把人带进肉体。
One gives you spiritual life, the other one is give flesh.
所以这件事情呢，其实有一个非常对人来讲呢非常深远的影响。
So there's a very deep consequence in human race.
所以当我们在读的时候，我实在觉得撒旦实在是非常厉害。
And so we realize that Satan is so cunning.
本来是一个很美好的一个光景。
Originally, it's a very good picture.
那他可以用一些的诡计呢，把这些深远的影响呢，通通摆进这个人的族类里。
But he used his schemes and wiles and put this thing into the human race.
他的目的呢，是把神的旨意呢，完全的破坏。
His purpose is to destroy God's purpose.
好，那个我们慢慢我自己有一点学习哈，有一点领会。
From my own gleaning on this.
对。我开始学习注意一个源头跟结局的事情。
I start to focus on the source versus the end.
那如果我们看结局的话，
If we look at the end,
就一个事情的结局呢，可以看见说神到底要的是什么。
If we look at the end, we see what God really wants.
或是这件事情呢，到底神的旨意有没有真的成就。
Or we can say,Did the purpose of God get fulfilled?
应该是这样讲。有些人说，有那个我们世界上有些人有这样一个说法。
There's such a saying.
就是说，他说一个事情的那个结局不重要，过程比较重要。
Some people say the end is not important; it's the process.
其实可能也对也不对。
This is both right and wrong.
比如说在属灵的事情上面，其实结局也很重要。
Because in spiritual things, the end is also very important.
比如说我们考试呢要倚靠主。
For example, when we're taking exam, we have to depend on the Lord.
就求主说啊，我要拿 A。
Oh Lord, I want to get an A.
结果拿了 B。
But then you end up with a B.
哎呀，就是说这个结局好像不美满。
It's as if the result is not very good.
但如果这个人在过程当中呢，他是真的倚靠主。
But if in the process this person depend on the Lord,
然后在他这个倚靠主过程中，这个人也被改变。
And through that dependence, that person is changed.
然后他认识了主是赐智慧的神。
And he realized that God is the one who gives wisdom.
认识主是赐平安的神。
And he gives peace.
那虽然也许他是拿了 B,
in spite of getting a B,
但在结局上面呢，这个人其实被改变了。
But in the end, this person has been changed.
那个是真正主要的一个结局。
Then that is the end that the Lord really wants.
所以当我看见那个圣经最后的结局的时候，
So when I look at the end in the Bible,
在启示录那边也有一个生命树，那是最后的一个结局。
At the end, in Revelation, there's also a tree of life, and that's the end.
那我们就清楚了，神从创世纪到启示录，从头到尾呢，他要的就是生命。
Then we will realize that from the beginning till the end, what God wants is life.
他最后成就的是丰盛的生命。
And what he accomplished is abundant.
那个是神的旨意，那是神要的。
That is what God wants.
然后我也学习注意一个源头。
Then I also learn about the source.
源头就是说，当初神要的是什么呢？他就在刚开始的时候就把它那个显明出来。
What does God really want? Because he already revealed that in the beginning.
所以当我们再回到那个源头的时候呢，他可以帮助我们有两件事情。
So when we go back to the beginning, can help us with two things.
我们可以在很复杂的环境当中呢，回到那个起初的单纯。
From a very complicated situation, we can go back to the simplicity of the beginning.
对，今天我们世界已经很复杂了。
Today this world is too complicated.
然后基督徒神的儿女也经过上千年的时间。
And Christians have been through thousands of years.
然后很多的复杂的事情。
There are so many complications.
但我们要学习回到那个本源，那个起初呢？我们看神要的是什么？
You want to go back to the beginning and see what does God really want.
这可以帮助我们在很多复杂的环境里面能够知道，能够出来，然后不受这些事情的那个影响。
This can help us come out from complications and help us not to be affected by them.
那第二个可以帮助我们就是我们回到如果起初有那个失败的地方的话。
And if we go back to the beginning and see the fall in the beginning.
然后人失败的缘由呢，就成为我们今天的提醒和帮助。
The reason of the fall becomes our lesson today.
然后就成为我们一个鉴戒，我们要知道说，对，我们不要再重蹈覆辙。
And then we realize we cannot repeat the same mistake.
神为什么要安排两棵特别的树，生命树分别善恶的树？
Why does God have to put two trees there, the tree of life versus the tree of sin?
因为神造人的时候呢，他是用自己的形象来造人的。
Because God created us according to His own image.
他造人的时候就是要把人造的像神，像有神的这个性情，像神。
He wants men to be like him.
所以他造的时候，他把神的那个自由意志的那一个点呢，给了人。
So God has free will, and He gives free will to men.
所以在这个拣选当中呢，你会发现人有一个自由意志可以拣选。
We see that man has the will to choose.
所以神没有造一个机器人呢。
He did not create a robot.
我常常跟福音朋友会问这种问题。
Our gospel friend usually asks this question.
那为什么这个造这个麻烦的东西就给他们，结果故意要我们犯罪，然后就变成今天这样子，他不得不信耶稣嘛。
Why does God put this thing before men? Isn't it make them sin?
对啊，我目前的回答是说，其实如果有一个男生跟女生他们在一起。
My current reply is usually like if there's a man and a woman.
那个男生呢，他绝对不会希望那个女生像个机器人。
Of course, this man would not want the woman to be just a robot.
他说：“你爱我就要爱我。”
By saying, "Okay, you should love me," the woman will just love.
对，所以他希望呢，是因着他的怎么讲，觉得也许他的温柔、他的忍耐、他的美好，吸引那个对方。
The man would want the woman to be attracted to him, maybe because of his gentleness, his love, or whatever.
然后另外一方呢，他就有一个拣选呢，他因着他吸引爱慕他的缘故，所以他选择要跟他在一起。
And then the other side would be because of her choice, she chose to be with this man.
所以那也是神心中的感觉。
This is the heart of the Lord.
他给了人自由意志。
He gives man wisdom, free will.
对，所以他希望是他自己他的一个美荣耀一个美丽呢，能够吸引人，让人来拣选他。
And he wants his beauty to be attractive to men, and men will choose God.
哇，结果人的始祖选错了吧
？But our forefathers made the wrong choice.
结果就发现，如果我们拣选错的话呢，有可能造成很重大的影响。
And we see that a wrong choice have great consequences.
但有时候我们有一些事情影响比较小，我们选错了主帮助就过去了。
Some choices have lesser consequence and they just went on and get over.
对，有时候一个拣选，比如说你选择这个配偶或者选择一些工作去的地方，这些比较重大的事情，哇，一选错，那真的影响很多。
But there are other things like choosing a partner in life or choosing a work.If you make the wrong choice, then there's great consequences.
所以当我们这样子明白之后呢，我们就发现，当我们做拣选的时候呢，我们就非常谨慎，我们要依靠主来询问他。
When we see this and we understand this, then we become more serious when we're making choices.
Okay. 所以在这个 我今天不会讲刚刚我讲那个好好多的那个对比。
I'm not going to cover all the contrast that I spoke about.
对，我今天就选几个呢？在这边我们可以看得到的，我们来看一下。
But I'm going to choose some of them and talk about them here.
首先呢，你发现生命树跟知识善恶树在名字上面就有个对比。
From the name of the tree, we can already see the contrast.
因为这边有一个生命，有一个知识。
One is life, the other is knowledge.
其实严格来讲呢，知识神不是把一个邪恶的树放在那个伊甸园里面。
God did not put an evil tree there in the garden.
所以照我们感觉里面，知识这个树呢，有点像是次好的，不是上好。
So this tree of knowledge is just the second best, but not the best.
对，所以神要人先拣选上好的。
What God wants for men to choose the best.
我过去以前我常常觉得哇，这个宇宙当中的知识好多地方好深奥啊。
I usually think there's such deep knowledge in this universe.
对，比如说他们看到那个整个宇宙，或者看到整个那个量子那个微观的时候，哇，那些都是好像根本常人不能理解的东西。
When I see the knowledge that those people have, I feel that they're not understandable by normal people.
哇，太多知识了！这个宇宙，这个地上太多知识了。
They're just full of knowledge in this universe.
哎，但是有一次，有个年长弟兄说。
But one time, an elderly brother said.
他说，分别善恶这个知识呢，其实是最高级的知识。
But to be able to differentiate good from evil is the highest form of knowledge.
哦，原来除了这些知识以外，其实我们如果能够分别善、分别恶，知道什么是好的、什么是不对的，那个是最高级的知识。
That among all this knowledge, the ability to be able to differentiate good from evil is the highest of all knowledge.
所以弟兄姊妹，不是说知识不好。
It's not that knowledge is bad.
但是神的目的呢，是要我们在生命成长当中呢，能够从神那边能够来分辨。
But what God wants is that when we grow in this life, through Him, we can distinguish good and evil.
所以当这个堕落发生以后呢，人就有一个倾向要收集知道很多的知识。
So after this fall, man has the tendency to want to gather knowledge.
那包含神的事情跟读圣经也是要收集很多的知识。
Including the things of God, man wants to acquire knowledge, like in reading the Bible.
我记得有一次我载着一个外地来的一个弟兄，开车的时候。
When I fetch a brother from out of town.
我忘了为什么突然跟他好像谈到那个姊妹蒙头的事情。
We were talking about the head covering for the sisters.
对，当我好像我们一谈到这个题目的时候
，And when we touch this topic，
我就觉得他这个整个人突然变了。
He seemed to completely change。
就虽然我们是坐开车在坐着哈
，Although we were just driving， you know， sitting。
但我心里感觉这个人好像突然立正起来。
I feel all of a sudden he straightened up。
然后他就说：“哦，你这个照你所讲，你的理论对于蒙头来讲是怎么样怎么样怎么样。”
And so he was saying your theory about head covering is such and such.
哦，好像我们要开始谈到那个神学的这个问题了。
As if we're entering discussion on theology.
是很尊重，但是感觉很像在探讨学术性的东西。
It seems that we are already getting into discussion of knowledge and learning.
所以我在想，现在是很多普遍的基督徒呢，好像对神的事情也是这种感觉。
It's as if maybe Christians today have this kind of attitude towards things of God.
如果很多不认真的，那就算了。
Of course, we're not talking about those who are careless about the things of God.
其实不管认真不认真，好像一谈到这个圣经这个神的事情呢，就好像哇，这个是很学术、非常高深的一个东西，开始要讨论了。
But every time it touches on the things of God, then it becomes a discussion of knowledge.
但是我们却很容易忽略呢，用生命来真实的认识主的自己，来经历它。
And then we ignore something that is of life.
所以我们在这边的追求呢，是追求一个真知识，就是能够经历神的知识。
What we are pursuing is real knowledge, and it's knowledge that we can experience God Himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道神很伟大，就是我们知道关于神很伟大，跟我们经历神很伟大是截然不同的事情。
knowing about God is great is different from experiencing Him that He is great.
所以也许我们从人的这个行为就可以看得出来。
So from a person's action, we can see that.
然后我们嘴巴说神很伟大。
In our mouth, we can say God is great.
就我们碰到一个难处的时候。
But when we encounter difficulty,
我们第一个想到的不是神，我们想到这个朋友可以帮忙，那个事情赶快要这样子解决。
What we think of immediately is, oh, this friend can help me. How can I solve this problem by myself?
啊，我们就知道，我在这种光景里面，其实神的伟大对我来讲是一种知识。
Then we realize that.After all, the God is great is just a knowledge for me.
所以知道关于罪的事情，跟我里面深深知道我是个罪人，也是完全不同的事情。
Knowing about sin and realizing from within that I am a sinner are two different things.
或是说我知道哦，这个是什么嫉妒、说谎，是这些是罪，然后我 match 了，然后我有罪。
Or knowing that jealousy, lying is sin, okay, and I've done this, so of course I have sinned.
那跟他深深里面说，好像拍着胸脯说，主啊，我里面真的是有这些东西，你，我是在里面真是污秽的，这个感觉是完全不一样。
Versus if I have this deep sense in me and like, oh, I'm really a sinner.
然后知道神听祷告跟那个。经历神答应祷告也是不一样。
Or knowing God answered prayer and having experienced God answered prayer are two different things.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们鼓励呢，我们要常常归零来学。
So encourage brothers and sisters to come down to ground zero.
然后把一些事情我们先摆下，我归零，主啊，你教我怎么。学走生命的路。
And begin on ground zero and ask the Lord to teach me how to walk that life.
我实在觉得哈，我们这个2016年，我不晓得为什么有个感觉，我们应该好好学习在祷告当中经历主。
I did sense that in the year 2016, we need to learn how to pray.
对不起，应该是我个人的一个心愿。
This is my own part on this.
因为祷告没有学好。
Because I've not learned.Prayer well.
所以今年好好学主是怎么听祷告。
So I want to learn how God listens to prayer.
好好学在各样的祷告当中怎么依靠主看到神的作为。
And in everything in prayer, depend on the Lord and see how He leads.
好叫我对神许多的认识不是头脑的认识。
So that my knowledge of the Lord is not just a mental knowledge.
好，这边就是那个树的本身呢，就有一个对比。
So the quality of the tree is already has a contrast.
然后我们今天很难受的呢，我要讲一些仇敌的工作。
Today I also want to mention the work of the evil one.
第三章。
Chapter three.
第一节的后半部，蛇的话。
The last part of.Verse 1.
神岂是真说不？就是说你注意看，神难道真的是这样子说，不许你这样吃园中所有的果子吗
？He said to the woman, "Yes, has God said, 'You shall not eat of every tree of the garden'?"
然后第四节，蛇对女人说，你们不一定死。
And then verse 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, "You shall not surely die."
那个。撒旦是说谎之人的父。
We know that Satan is the father of lies.
他的诡计一开始呢，他不是全部都把神都推翻，没有。
His scheme and was is not to totally overturn God.
对，他乃是说神讲了这些呢，但是你好像难道真的是这样子呢
？But he usually say, "Well, God said it, but is it really?"
然后神说你必定死。其实可能也不是那么一定吧。
God said you will die, but will you surely die?
所以神把一个怀疑呢，先放在人的心里面。
So he put the seed of doubt in man.
哇，这个是神的一个开始的工作。
撒旦。
啊，对不起，这是撒旦的一个开始的工作。
So、this is the beginning work of Satan.
我潜意识里面不太想讲撒旦，可能是这样。这是撒旦开始的一个工作。
So this is the beginning work of Satan.
对，但是我们要认识他的做事的法则，也许我们能够学习，能够警醒。
But if we see how he works, then we will be alert.
所以弟兄姊妹，他先把就有个应该是美国弟兄，他就举一个图画。
There's an American brother. He used this picture.
他说那个当蛇在讲话的时候呢，讲话的时候这个这样讲的时候，好像一个 question mark， 好像一个问号。
When the serpent was talking, he is like a question mark.
他说不一定啊。
Not necessarily.
那神岂是这样说吗？
Did God really say that?
他一直把那个问号放在人的心里面。
He kept on putting that question mark in man's heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是他把一个堕落的种子就放在人的心里了。
He put the seed of fall inside man.
所以我们实在要记得哈，不管在任何的环境底下呢，都不要怀疑神的爱。
So no matter what the circumstance, we should not doubt God's love.
我们有时候真的很容易就误会神，然后觉得哎呀，为什么是这样？
Very easy for us to doubt God and say, why is it so?
当蛇这样做的时候，他好像在说，这个神有点保留啊，神不是这个讲的话不一定那么有一些东西是隐藏不给你的。
The serpent is trying to say.God is keeping something from you.
就是你本来可以眼睛明亮，但是神现在稍微让你不可以眼睛明亮，他有保留。
Your eyes can be open and bright, but now God is trying to hold something back from you.
所以就开始有一个疑问呢，放在我们的心里面。
And so this question is put into our heart.
我有姊妹那个。老板跟同事都很不好。
There's a sister whose boss and coworkers are so bad.
已经不在，所以可以讲。
She's not around.
对，哎呀，当他讲到这个老板、同事也不帮忙。
The coworkers are not helpful.
然后老板也不太管这个管，也帮不了，这老板也不太管他。
And the boss doesn't care about her that much either.
然后大家把那种。最不想做的工作全部丢给他这个新来的。
And they all dump the things they don't want to do on her.
当他不会做的时候去问人。
And when she can't do it and she went and asked.
大家都不愿意帮忙，说以前的人都不需要问，为什么你需要问呢？
They don't want to help. Say the former person doesn't need help. How come you do?
哎呀，这个讲讲就很委屈，很就哭了。
And so every time she talks about this, she has tears in her eyes.
太容易了。为什么神要安排这种老板跟同事在我的身旁呢？
So why does God have to put such boss and such coworker around me?
我不是说我们姊妹有怀疑，我是说这个有时候我们真的很容易就开始有些东西就开始进来了。
I'm not saying our sister is like that, but I'm saying it's very easy for this kind of thought to come into us.
为什么就记得 question mark？ 为什么这个人找到工作我找不到呢？
Remember that question mark. Why does that person find a job but not me?
为什么这件事情让我等这么久呢？
Or why do I wait to this long for this thing?
为什么我喜欢这个人，为什么神不给我呢？
Or I like this person. Why does God not give this person to me?
哇，这个当你这个开始有这个问号的时候，你要小心啊。
When you start having this question mark, you need to be careful.
撒旦的工作不是一下子把你全部抓走，跟神不在一起，不是的。
Satan does not grab you and take you totally away from God.
然后他把一个问号放在人的心里面。
But he first put a question mark in you.
然后呢，你发现这个夏娃呢，他就在他的回答里面。加了一些话。
And you discover Eve in her answer added something.
他说神曾说你们不可，就他回答的时候在第三节，他说你们不可吃也不可摸。
She responded that ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it.
神没有说不可摸。
God did not say you cannot touch it.
神只有说不可以吃。
God only say you cannot eat.
这个就是我刚刚讲的那个人力那个。神立约好，他不会废弃，也不会加增什么。
This is what I mentioned in the beginning that when God put a covenant, He will not leave that covenant, but He will not add to it.
当你问开始问为什么的时候呢，其实你里面隐藏了一个事情，就是说神不一定都对吧。
when you start have this question mark, you actually are saying God is not totally right.
接下来你就可能加了一些东西。
And then you will start adding things to it.
圣经上讲的这句话好像在某种条件之下可以用，某种条件之下可能不一定吧。
So this word in the Bible, maybe under circumstances you can use it, but not in others.
本来神的话非常的清楚。
Originally, the word of God is very clear.
就是这个样子。
It's like so.
现在我开始加东西。
But then I start adding to it.
可能是这样子的情况是这样子，那不一定。
Maybe under this circumstances like this, and then it will be different in another circumstance.
对，也许某某年长弟兄讲的原则，也不一定吧，可能就某部分某些人可以用得到吧。
Or the principle mentioned by our elderly brother maybe only apply to certain people.
你发现人可以在这个神的话语上面开始加东西，做一些 tweak 还是 twist 我不知道，就做一些那个转换。
So you realize that man can start putting things into God's word and twist it.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是撒旦工作的一个开头，在这个事情上面一个开头。
This is the beginning work of Satan here in this early part.
有一句话呢，不要给魔鬼留地步。
There's a word that do not give ground to Satan.
有时候比如说有个水坝。
For example, there's a dam.
对，水坝你可能它水坝必须要挡住水，挡得非常好的。
This dam is supposed to prevent the water from moving.
照着我理解啊，如果你在当中打一个洞，
but if you put a hole in it,
如果只是一个小洞，
a small hole,
它那个水的那个力量呢，可以慢慢这样冲冲冲，就把整个水坝全部冲垮，可以的。
That force of the water can actually break the whole dam.
所以那个小洞呢，我们要求主帮助我们，不要在一开头的时候就给魔鬼留地步。
So we need to ask the Lord to help us and not give ground to the evil one in the very beginning.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为我刚刚讲的是很遥远的事情。
Don't think that what I speak of is something very far off.
在过去这些年来，我亲眼目睹这个事情发生在弟兄姊妹身上。
I see this exactly happening in brothers and sisters.
当我跟一个弟兄或姊妹谈的时候，
When I speak to a brother or sister,
为什么我这工作这么辛苦？
He said, "Oh, why is that? My work is so hard."
难道或者说他说难道这个事情有神？就是说这个事情成就了，好像一定是神做的吗
？Is it really of God?
我当场这样子谈，我亲眼这样子看见。
I see this and can observe this.
我要劝告说不要怀疑神的爱。
Tell them not to doubt God's love.
但是下次还是一样。
But it's still the same the next time.
好像我就发现，好像自己是一个无能为力的感觉。
I feel so helpless.
所以许多不是许多，就亲眼看这些人不来聚会了。
And then I see them not coming back to meeting.
信心崩溃了。
Their faith is destroyed.
根本就跟神就完全远离。
And then they become far from God.
弟兄姊妹，我见证这些事情真正在发生的。
I witnessed this and they really happened.
所以当我昨天晚上在看这段的时候，
So last night when I was looking at this passage,
我想说哇，神在看着撒旦开始那个怎么讲，开始把人带到一个陷阱里面。
When God saw how Satan is bringing this man to this line,
我们的神亲眼目睹撒旦把亚当夏娃就把他带离开他自己。
And he observed that Satan bring Eve away from God.
但是我想我开始稍微体会一下神心中是怎么感觉的。
And I start having this sense of how God feels at this moment.
但神有他那个挽回的那个恩典的预备。
Of course, God has the grace for restoring.
好，弟兄姊妹一定要记得哈，这个怀疑常常是撒旦一开头的一个轨迹。
But remember, brothers and sisters, this doubt is the beginning of what Satan used as his scheme.
所以当你往下的时候呢，你发现这个人呢， 开始就撒旦用另外的方法，他让这个人觉得他应该可以独立。
And then as you go on, you see that Satan wants this person to feel that he or she can be independent.
对，你们吃的时候，你自己的眼睛就明亮了，对不对？你自己可以判断。
When you eat of this fruit, you know your eyes are going to be open and you can judge.
这个叫独立。
This is independent.
但是神所赐的那个生命呢，是一个倚靠的生命。
But the life that God gives is a dependent life.
也就是说。神给我们这个生命，他要那个生命叫一直依赖神，依赖神，这样子往前走。
God gives us this life, and this life has to be keep on depending on Himself.
所以当一个人独立的时候，其实他就是远离神。
So when this person is independent, then he's far from God.
他说我可以自己来，然后我可以人定胜天，然后我可以反正不用跟神没有关系，我自己可以做得到。
The person can do it by himself, and he does not need God anymore.
哇，这个你会发现哦，我们基督徒的成长呢，当你对神有信心的话，你自然就倚靠。
It's very natural for Christian if you have faith, then you depend on God.
所以中文很好，它是说信靠。
In Chinese, it says faith and depending.
但是当你开始怀疑的时候呢，你就开始独立。
But when you start doubting, then you start becoming independent.
然后就开始跟神疏远。
And then you become far from God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个我们常常鼓励大家要学生命的感觉，对不对？
So we encourage brothers and sisters to have the sense of life.
然后学习圣灵在我们里面对我们生活的带领。
And learn how the Holy Spirit leads us in our life.
这个是一个起步，学习倚靠神。
This is the beginning of depending on God.
来，那后面好多要学啊。
Of course, there are so many other things to learn as you go along.
这是一个根基，一个起头。
This is the beginning and the foundation.
对，我们后面还要学习与世界分别，我们要去奉献，背十字架，要学习彼此配搭，好多要学的。
We still need to learn to separate from the world, to consecrate ourselves, to serve with other brothers and sisters.
但这个起头帮助我们。有一个也许是一个习惯啊，就是我们就是要学习依靠他。
But this beginning help us to have this habit to learn to depend on our Lord.
我不信主的时候呢，心中嘴巴没讲，但心中很嘲笑基督徒。
Before I believe, you know, I don't say it out loud, but in my heart, I really laugh at Christians.
啊，基督徒太脆弱了，就是自己。这事情 handle 不了，所以只好来投靠神了。
These Christians are weak, because they can't handle this thing by themselves. That's the reason why they need God.
那当然，有些基督徒也觉得，哎呀，我信主之后靠着亲戚朋友也差不多吧。
But then some Christians, even after they believe, they still depend on their relatives and friends.
弟兄姊妹，除非当我们经历到什么叫做人的尽头。
But if we experience the end of a person.
当我们到了一个人的尽头的时候
When we have reached our rope's end,
我就不敢再说哎呀基督徒是脆弱的
then I don't dare to say Christians are weaklings.
当我到了尽头的时候我就不会再说那个跟倚靠爸爸妈妈或者朋友跟倚靠人差不多吗差不多吧
When I come to the rope's end then I don't dare say that oh depending on your friends or your parents is the same as depending on God
所以神把我们常常带到如果主恩典啊，把我们带到人的尽头的时候呢，他让我们能够尝到倚靠他的甘甜。
So by the grace of God, when He brings us to our wit's end, then we experience His grace.
让我们能够经历他把我们带出那个尽头，神的起头的那个大能和奇妙。
And then we experience His power of leading us out.
所以我实在觉得倚靠神其实才是最刚强的。
That's then I realized depending on the Lord is the real strength.
可能以前讲过，就是当一个人经历许多的压力、许多的难处
，When a person experiences a lot of pressure and difficulty，
对这个人，他可以用他自己的力量呢，我咬紧牙关来经历他。
This person can bite his lips and say, "Okay, I'm gonna, you know, withstand it."
感觉好像很刚强，对不对？
As if he's very strong.
但是当到一个情况的时候呢，这个人失去了安息。
But then, really, he lost his peace.
那这个人呢，一面变成忧郁症。
And then maybe depressed.
然后这个人也许经过了，但是整个人差不多都被压垮了。
And even though maybe he passed through it, but the whole person has collapsed.
是真的刚强吗？
Is that real strength?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们倚靠神，
but if we depend on God,
我们经过这些事情，
and we come through these things,
我们发现这个事情不能摸到我。
We realized that these things did not touch me.
里面有我里面有一个那个说不出来的安息。
There's a peace that of beyond words.
我再怎么受压，但我心里面有那个深处的喜乐是说不出来的。
No matter how deep that pressure, there's that joy in me that I cannot speak of.
当我经过之后呢，经过整个事情之后，
And after I passed through this whole thing,
我表面样子还差不多了。
Maybe outwardly I look the same.
我不说我的，就是那个人表面差不多。
Maybe that person outwardly look the same.
奇怪，底下弟兄姊妹一看，哇，容光焕发。
But then to other brothers and sisters, they see the glory.
好像天使的脸面。
As if he looks like angel.
哎呀，一碰他，哎呀，里面开始有生命的供应。
And when they touch this person, there's life coming out.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫刚强。
This is the real strength.
所以我们记得哈，我们可以独立，但是那个是撒旦慢慢带进来的下一步，叫人想要独立。
Yes, we can want to be independent, but this is out of Satan.
还有接下来呢，就是谦卑跟骄傲。
And then following this is humility versus pride.
这个为什么呢？你发现你第五节后面，你们便如神能知道善恶。
It says, "You shall be of God, knowing good and evil."
你们就像神一样。
Then you're like God.
其实这个魔鬼真的很厉害。
The devil is very cunning.
其实像神呢，是神心中的一个永远的旨意。
To be like God is God's purpose.
那个像神是好的，是神要的。
To be like God is good.
可是当撒旦在讲同样的话的时候呢，
But using the same word,
他里面的那个灵呢，是叫人自己独立与神同等。
Satan is trying to make man independent and then become equal with God.
对，你不是连于神，你是自己变得像神。
It's not in union with God, but to be independent and to be like God.
哇，他就叫人不再走那个谦卑的路，他就开始骄傲了。
And he wants men not to walk the humble way, but to be proud.
神算什么？我就像神一样啊。
What is God like? I'm like him.
神能做的我也能做。
What he can do, I can do.
哇，这个里面的骄傲就被引发起来了。
And that pride is exposed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在我好像半年多前讲过这个事情。
I think I've spoken on this half a year ago.
对，我们主耶稣的路呢是。卑微的路是十字架的路。
The way of our Lord is a humble way. It's the way of the cross.
对，他本来是天上的荣光的主。
At first, he's the glory of in God.
对，天上荣光的神。对，他降卑成为人的样子。
And he kept coming down like a man.
他不仅是人呢，还生在那个木匠家，是生在马槽出生的。
And then come down.Further, in the household of a carpenter, born in a manger.
对，他没有生在一个所谓的帝王豪华的家里面。
He's not in a royal family.
然后结果他继续传道的时候呢，他是木匠，受人许多的羞辱。
And then come down further, he was a carpenter despised by men.
然后继续的卑微自己，最后是一个无罪的人挂在十字架上。
And can come down even further as a sinless person, but then.
好像让全世界成为全世界的笑柄。
As if he become the laughing stock of the whole world.
我们发现主耶稣走的路呢，是一直往下，一直往下。
So you see his way is coming down further and further down.
但是那个魔鬼的路呢，是一直说我要与神同等，最后是升到跟神差不多。
What about the way of the devil? He keeps on going up, 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 and wants to be equal with God.
所以撒旦在这边就是把这条路呢。把人引到这条路上面去。
So Satan is leading man to his way.
所以今天我们在主面前学习哈，其实十字架对我来讲就是生命树。
So to me, the cross is the tree of life.
所以我们学习好好的卑微自己。
We need to humble ourselves.
常常伏在神所预备的环境里。
and submit ourselves to the circumstance arranged by God.
有几个原则我可以给愿意学十字架功课的弟兄姊妹们参考。
There are few principles for those who want to learn of the cross.
第一个哈，十字架是着重在死，不是着重在苦。
The cross focused on death and not suffering.
的确，十字架的经历会叫我们有苦，感觉是苦难。
It's true, the experience of the cross does bring suffering and difficulty.
但是要十字架，真正的十字架，它那个果效呢，是把人带到一个死的地步。
But the fruit of the cross is to bring man into a death.
那就是舍己。
And that is giving up yourself.
哎呀，这边有一个困难，我们发现有个困难。
We see there's a difficulty here.
有人受苦不舍己。
Some people suffer.But they're not giving up themselves.
就是说，他们经过好像神预备的十字架，他们也苦了。
They go through what God has prepared and they suffered.
但有一些情形，就是他己没有死。
But there are circumstances where that self did not die.
所以受苦完，有可能己变得更大。
But after suffering, the self become enlarged.
所以这是其实这个是目前普遍基督徒一个错误的观念。
This is a common wrong conception of Christians today.
对，如果你去问这是我相信啊，就如果你去问某个基督徒的话
，If you go ask an average Christian,
请问你对十字架的领会理解是什么
？Now what do you know about the cross?
苦难。
Says the suffering.
我经过苦难就是十字架。
If I go through suffering, then I'm going through the cross.
其实这是现在一般的观念。
That's the common conception.
对，我们有弟兄去别的地方服侍。
Our brother went to other place to serve.
他就交通告诉弟兄姊妹，十字架呢是一个死的经历。
And then he spoke that the cross is an experience of death.
他们说不对，十字架是受苦。
They said no, the cross is suffering.
哇，这个服侍非常的艰难。
It's very difficult to communicate that.
那第二个就是。主给我们每个人呢，个人背自己的十字架。
And then the Lord said to bear our cross.
也就是说，他是 customize， 就是给我们量身定做我们所经历的十字架。
The Lord customized that cross for us.
所以以前好像 Andrew 讲过这个比方嘛。
Maybe Andrew has mentioned this example.
他说有个姊妹呢，哎呀，觉得这个自己的十字架觉得好难背。
His sister felt her cross is not comfortable. It's hard to bear.
她就跟主求主啊，你可不可以换一个十字架给我
？And she said, "Can you give me another cross?"
就找到一个十字架，哇，这个十字架上面都是宝石啊，这个很金碧辉煌。
She saw this other cross that's made of precious stones.
哇，一背太重。
But then when she took it, it's too heavy for her.
不合适，这个换一个，看到一个玫瑰花的这个十字架。
Not suitable. And then she found another one made of roses.
那又背，哎呀，这个很刺，很痛。
And then she took it up. Oh, but it's so pricky.
反正找了老半天。
And then she kept on looking.
最后找到那个再背起来，哎，这个最合适。
And then found one that's quite suitable for herself.
然后一回头一看，哎呀，这是原来那个十字架。
Then looking at it, oh, that's the original one.
所以弟兄姊妹，神知道我们每个人需要被对付的是什么东西。
So the Lord knows what we need to be dealt with.
所以他量身定做了一个十字架给我们每一个人。
So he tailored made that cross for you.
只要这个人愿意学的话呢，他就在他需要学的。那个需要被对付的部分呢，他就开始长进。
So as long as you want to learn, then you will grow on what you are being dealt with.
神的这个安排非常的奇妙。
It's a very amazing way of God.
然后另外一个就是第三个就是，十字架很多时候是隐藏的。
The third is the cross is hidden.
是我们深处的经历。
It's a deep experience of ours.
所以有时候我们可能是一些比较亲近的。弟兄姊妹，我们稍微有交通一些十字架的经历。
Maybe we share with people who are close to us our experience of the cross.
那有的时候，我需要，我们愿意说，在五年、十年以后呢，也许再跟弟兄姊妹做一些见证。
Or maybe after 10, 15 years, then we share it with other brothers and sisters as our testimony.
对，有时候我们的经历呢，需要时间的印证。
Because our experience has to be tested by time.
然后经过这个结局之后，因为十字架本身的特性就是一个隐藏的特性，它是越来越谦卑的。
Because the cross is hidden and it's continually bringing you down to be more humble.
那我们也愿意说，经过时间的考验之后呢，我们看见有生命的果子结出来。
And then through the test of time, you see the fruit of life.
然后第四点呢，就是说十字架没有办法拿来。当然不可能拿来炫耀，不应该拿来炫耀。
Of course, we cannot glory on this cross.
我们也很难比较。
And we cannot compare.
我记得有弟兄提到一个奇怪也不奇怪的现象。
A brother mentioned like kind of this is amazing or not, or you can say not amazing thing.
就是大家知道，在文化大革命的时候，很多基督徒因为信仰的缘故被关了，对不对？
You know, during the Cultural Revolution, a lot of Christians were imprisoned because of their faith.
然后他们就哇，有的真的是，也许有的关几个月，但有的关了十年、二十年了。
Some were imprisoned for months, but others ten or more years.
他们真的是这个为主摆上这青春这些时间，通通被关在监牢里了。
They've given up their youth to the Lord.
不过很可惜，他们有的出来以后。
But sadly, some when they come out,
就是平反以后吧，应该是平反。
When they have been like were given,
对对，所以他们要回到聚会当中。
And they come back to meeting.
虽然嘴巴不讲
，even though they don't say anything,
但是灵里面感觉说，我关了二十年，你只关了十年，你这个讲话还这么大声吗？
And then in their spirit, although they don't say it, they said, I've been in prison 10 years and you only a few years and you can speak loudly like that?
然后说弟兄姊妹有时候也有一种错误的观念，哎呀，这个弟兄关了二十年比较久，这个关了一年，这个比较属灵。
And then maybe brothers and sisters think the one is in prison 20 years, one is 1 year, this is more spiritual.
我想人还是比较天性还是有这些判断。还是照着人的这个肉体来判断。
We still have this kind of judgment according to our flesh.
也许现在比较发生的是说，比如说我会讲方言，你不会讲，其实那我比你好。
Or maybe I can speak in tongue while you cannot, so I'm better.
所以我想就是撒旦在这边呢，把人引到一个骄傲的路上。
So Satan brings man to the way of pride.
但是这个解决方案呢，就是我们要学习十字架。
And what's the solution is to learn of the cross.
最后一件事情就是顺服与权柄的对立。
Then the last thing is submission versus rebellion.
这个整件事情呢，撒旦最后能够完成他的目的是什么样的情况呢？
How can Satan accomplish his motive?
就是当人最后违背神的命令呢，他在那边悖逆，把那个神说不可以的时候，他行动了，他那个悖逆表现出来了。
So when man rebels against God, then that action comes out.
他没有顺服神所说的，他现在里面整个悖逆被引动起来，所以有了一个行动。
And this rebellion that's within is expressed outwardly.
所以撒旦就得逞了。
And then,Satan has accomplished his purpose.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想我们大家都应该就很明显，这件事情呢，叫我们要学习顺服。
So this thing tells us to learn to submit.
顺服神所设立的神的权柄。
Submit the authority that is set up by God.
我们的确会有很多的问题，就是说为什么神把这个分别善恶树摆在那边，又不让人吃
？Maybe we question why is it?God put the tree of knowledge of good and evil and does not want men to eat it.
那如果所有的树通通都可以吃
，If all trees can be eaten，
那神说都可以吃。
If he says everything can be eaten，
就吃。
Then you eat。
但现在神放了一个你不可以做的事情。
But then he put something that you cannot do。
这给我们一个感觉，就是神告诉人呢，他是有权柄的。
God is telling man that he has authority.
你不是所有事情都可以这样子做的。
You cannot do whatever pleases.
那我这边有个权柄，有个命令说这个事情呢是我禁止的。
I have authority, and there's something that I'm trying to tell you not to do.
那在这个情形里面呢，你会发现人到底能不能顺服神？
And under this circumstance, can man obey God?
所以弟兄姊妹，这我们要开始学习顺服神所设立的代表的权柄。
We need to learn to obey the delegated authority of God.
在公司的是老板。
In workplace is your boss.
如果是家中的是父母。
In the home is your parents.
那教会里面是年长的。
In the church there's the elders.
其实我们很多时候嘴巴说我顺服神，顺服神。
Maybe we say it in our mouth, we obey God.
但是你发现当一个代表的权柄摆在人的面前的时候，就真正测试这个人是不是真的顺服神。
But when a delegated authority is put before man, it really tests the man's submission.
对，一个老板很不好。
For example, the boss is not good.
我里面充满了不服。
And I could not submit to him.
我没有看见这个权柄是代表神的，是神设立在我面前。
I do not see he's the delegated authority of God.
所以当一个人里面对那个看得见的权柄不服的时候呢，其实他里面最深处是没有真正顺服神的。
If you cannot submit to the delegated authority that you can see, then you do not submit to the God you can't see.
所以年轻的弟兄姊妹。
So young brothers and sisters.
在年轻的时候呢，学习被带领是非常蒙福的事情。
When you're young and you learn how to be led, that is very good for you.
接受带领不是说你去听听一个道理跟讲法而已。
To accept leading is not just to listen to a message.
或者这样说，不是说因为某某年长弟兄知道的比你多。
Or it's not that the elder brother knows more than you.
然后我就去听了，因为他知道比我多嘛，我就听。
So that's why I listen because he knows more.
然后有时候大部分可能我都同意，我就接受。
And if I agree, then I accept.
有一些可能怪怪的，不，我自己有自己的看法，那就先放在一边。
And if there are things that I don't agree, I have my own views, then I'll just leave them aside.
这个不是接受带领。
This is not accepting leading.
我个人觉得接受带领表示这个人他愿意接受矫正。
To accept leading means you're accepting to be adjusted.
所以当我来到这个也许年长或者这个环境当中，
So if I come before this elder brother or this circumstance,
我愿意服下来被主调整。
I'm willing to submit to the Lord to be adjusted.
其实如果一个人没有受过矫正的话，基本上他没有受过带领。
If you have never been adjusted, then you have not been led.
不过反过来讲，我必须跟弟兄姊妹承认，
But then I need to admit to brothers and sisters,
我以前好像有带领人。
I haveAs if led other people,
但是没有矫正人。
But I did not adjust the person.
所以我其实没有带领人。
So I really did not led.
因为这些人味道之前跟之后是一样。
Because the kind of taste of this person did not change before and after.
那个就是我要继续学习的。
And so that's something that I have to go on learning.
但是我想，我们每个人，我希望我们大家都能够学习接受带领，接受矫正。
So we all need to accept leading, accept adjusting.
这个真正测试一个人是不是在学习顺服。
This really tests if a person is submitting or not.
真正测试这个人，他可以不走在这个撒旦的路上。
And test if a person is really not walking in the way of Satan.
所以有的是，我最近这两年呢，神好像给我一些图画是基督的身体。
These 2 years, the Lord gave me a picture of the body of Christ.
你知道吗？这个我们神要把弟兄姊妹摆在一起啊，是宇宙当中最困难的事情。
The Lord putting brothers and sisters together is the hardest thing in the universe.
可能比那个核融合还要难。
难的核融
合。那个叫核聚。
Fusion. It's even harder than fusion.
对，所以你知道吗？当这个弟兄姊妹这样这边，这边一个，这边一个，这边一个，在这边，大家都有各的背景跟观念。
So there's brothers and sisters here and there. Each have their own background, their own thinking.
这个格格不入。
They cannot be fit together.
这个解决方案是什么？
What is the solution to this?
那叫做权柄与顺服。
This is authority and submission.
是不仅是好像我口里说我顺服神。
It's not that I say I submit to the Lord out of my mouth.
并且顺服神所设立的权柄。
And I submit to the delegated authority of God.
所以教会有好多的好这个千百年来发生好多的事情。
So there's tons of things happen in the church during these 1,000 years.
对，比如说我简化一下，就是比如说某个教会有这批弟兄姊妹。
So to illustrate, there's a bunch of brothers and sisters in this church.
然后有这批弟兄姊妹。
And then another group of brothers and sisters.
有一种情形哈，大部分的人走的路是不对的。
It could happen that the way that people are taking of the majority is wrong.
然后小部分人是看见有神的启示，知道要怎么走。
And then this smaller group knows the way that God wants.
有发生过这种情况。
This really can happen as happened.
啊，或是另外一种情况，这个是大部分人似乎也是走在对的路上。
Or it could happen that this majority seems to be walking the right way.
那也许有另外一批人感觉格格不入。
Or the small group feels they don't belong.
那如果这批是对的话呢，我们就要学习顺服。
Now, if this majority is right, then we need to learn to submit.
但所以这个叫做身体的限制。
So this is the limit of the body.
有一次那个我们查那个讲方言的事情的时候。
There was one time we were studying about speaking in tongues.
因为哥林多教会有很多弟兄姊妹很会讲方言。
Because in the Corinthian church, a lot of brothers and sisters can speak in tongues.
保罗就叫他们，你不要讲这么多，在聚会的时候不要讲那么多。
And Paul said, don't speak a lot in the meeting.
然后有个姊妹就问了一句话。
And then a sister asked.
她说这些人，反正你圣灵没带领的话就不应该讲，圣灵带领的话你就讲。
If the Holy Spirit leads, then you speak, and if it does not, then you should not speak, right?
当时我没有办法说一定不对，也一定或是对。
At that moment, I cannot say it's totally right or not.
后来我发现其实这个答案我已经讲过了，我给大家一个感觉哈。
But then afterwards, I realized I've already said the mentioned the answer.
假设你今天有一个诗歌很感动你。
So for example, today there's a song that touched you so much.
圣灵真的感动你了。
And the Holy Spirit really touched you.
然后你来到聚会当中，比如说波饼聚会。
And let's say it's the Lord's table, and you come to the meeting.
你说我圣灵有感动，我可以选这个诗歌。
And you say the Holy Spirit touched me, I can choose this song.
没有错，圣灵的确给你这个感觉，这个诗歌很好。
No doubt, the Holy Spirit really touched you that this song is really good.
但是当你来到聚会的时候
，But when you're in the meeting,
你突然发现弟兄姊妹的祷告跟唱诗呢，是跟你这首诗歌不太格格不入的，不一样的。
You discover that the prayer and songs of other brothers and sisters does not match your song.
对，不是说这首诗歌不好，也不是说你没有感动。
It's not that your song is not good or you didn't have a touch from
the Spirit. 乃是当你进到基督的身体的时候，你发现有一个基督身体的限制。
But when you come into the body, you realize there's a limit of the body.
所以这个时候我就说，对，因为主在团体的带领当中的时候，我愿意放下我之前的选的诗歌。
Then I can say that because of the Lord's leading in this corporate setting, I'm willing to lay down what I had, in the beginning.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做学权柄与顺服。
This is learning authority and submission.
我想我今天就是希望弟兄姊妹有个感觉哈，就是撒旦的工作其实非常的厉害。
The Satan's work is really very deep.
他今天可以。几乎可以任意的在我们每个人身上做这些工作。
He can do all these things in each one of us.
我们只能够说求主做我们的保护。
We can only say that the Lord be our protection.
不让我们给撒旦留任何的地步。
That we will not give him ground.
他那个心的话，就是一个人他就垮掉。
You can easily fall with that.
厉害的话呢，可以一批人垮掉。
And if it's stronger work.Then maybe a group will all fall.
所以我愿意说，今天我们回到那个创世纪的那个生命树这件事情的源头。
So if we go back to the beginning of this tree of life and knowledge of good and evil.
给我们一些提醒，我们可以有一些事情可以学的。
And we can see that we can learn something from it.
并且能够警醒的在神的面前。
And we can be alert before the Lord.
所以我们不要怀疑主。
We should not doubt the Lord.
常常学习倚靠神。
We learn to always depend on Him.
十字架能够谦卑我们自己。
And the cross can humble us.
在神所设立的这个权柄，或者在教身体的权柄里面呢，我们学习顺服。
Under the authority set up by God, we submit to the Lord.
这不仅我们个人蒙祝福。
Not only are we blessed individually,
我们团体也蒙很大的祝福。
But corporately, we are also blessed.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们来到你的面前。
Lord Jesus, we come before you.
虽然我们人的始祖是失败的。
Although our forefathers have failed,
但是你有一个极大的恩典跟奇妙的救恩把我们挽回过来。
But you have a great grace and a great salvation to restore us.
我们只能够很谦卑地说，主啊，求你帮助我们蒙你的保护。
Lord, we humbly say that we want your protection.
不让我们重蹈覆辙。
That we will not keep the same mistake.
让整件事情成为我们心中的一个很深的一个警戒。
But this mistake will become a warning.
并且受你的鼓舞，往生命的道路上直奔。
And that we will encourage and walk, go forth in the way of life.
我们谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.